Blog Talk Radio.
Jesus, please mention my name when you talk to your Father today. Life down here feels so strained. My brokenness is in the way. I'm not that good. Don't pray like I should. Yet I'm amazed you get me through. He sees me, but he hears you. He hears you. That's why I need you. Jesus, please mention my name. See, I got some bad news today. Be nice if you can carry this weight. See, it's got me questioning my faith. What else to do? The safest place to hide is you. You are the door I now walk through. He sees me, 'cause he hears you. He hears
you.
That's why I need
you.
Can't help but love
you.
I appreciate it. He intercedes, yes, for me, protects me from things unseen, right between God and me. He intercedes.
We'll be right back.
thing the devil tried, God made it fail. God made it fail. God made it fail. Oh my goodness. Everything the devil tried, God made it fail.
Quit trying to be cute when you come to church and say Jesus. I don't care how I look.
Lord, prepare me
to be a sanctuary, pure and holy,
tried and true.
with not just the brothers, but with the nephews and the nieces. I mean, I'm sorry, with the nephews and the cousins, the men cousins and the uncles and the grandfathers that needed to hear this, because sometimes we live in a world. Sometimes we deal with generational curses, and sometimes, ladies and gentlemen, we don't even know how to deal with them effectively. We don't know how to deal with them effectively. And with that being said, we have that challenge of trying to overcome that thing that has been spent into our life, that has been sent into our life, that has been turned into our life. So this opportunity and this chance to share this gospel of Jesus Christ with you guys, to share revelation and influence, if I would, through the word of Jesus Christ, to try to transform your thinking, to give you the strength to stand in a thing that the enemy has desired and tried to keep you from seeing your way through. Amen? Amen. So you know how we do it here on the Worldwide Gospel Connection. Before we go any further, let us go into effectual fervent prayer. Let us talk to the Lord on this morning. And when we do that, we will go ahead on and we'll go into the scripture of the day, and we'll also share those great countries that are listening in to us on this morning. So lend me your hearts for a moment as we pray. Gracious and eternal Father, we thank you for the journey. We thank you for the strength. We thank you for the wisdom. We thank you for the power. Father, we thank you for your word. For your word has made manifest in our lives, God. God, your word has came in, God, and transformed and switched and moved into positions and in places, oh God. God, that where the enemy had come in like a flood, God, you build up a standard. God, you sent the bomb in Gilead. God, you are the healer of our heart, our soul, and our mind. And because of that, God, we give you praise. And because of that, God, we give you honor. And because of that, we give you dominion. God, we say, take your rightful place in our life. God, sit on the throne of our hearts today. God, and guide us and meet us, God. God, in our most broken and most desperate places. God, let your word now be strength. Let your word now be light. Let your word now be, God, a guide in this time of darkness on today, God. God, give us the words, God, to say on today. God, put those words in our mouth that the men need to hear, God, to encourage their hearts, to strengthen their hearts, to bring healing, God, to them, God, to bring strength to them, God, to bring power to them, God, to bring restoration to them, God, to be able to give them the ability to stand in the thing where the enemy came in, God, and created such a mess. God, we thank you right now, God, that your word will create a masterpiece. God, right now, in the mighty name of Jesus, God, I thank you right now, God, their struggle, God, is over. God, the thing that they're struggling with, the place that they're struggling with, God, we thank you right now, God, that struggled place is over. God, you made a way out of no way. God, you showed up and you showed out and you showed in us, oh God. God, that all things work together for the good of them who love you and who are called according to your purpose. So we thank you right now, God. God, for taking the reins of our hearts and our minds, God. God, and guiding us on today. God, in the mighty and rich and infallible name of Jesus the Christ, we pray. And the body of Christ said, amen, amen, and amen. So this morning, we want to make sure that we share our morning scripture with you on this morning. That morning scripture that we will be sharing with you this morning will be coming from the book of Isaiah, chapter number 26, and it will be verse number 4, Isaiah 26, verse number 4. And we'll read this in its entirety, and then we're going to let this thing go because this thing is pregnant with power and purpose. It says, trust ye in the Lord forever, for he is the Lord. He is the Lord. Jehovah is everlasting strength. I'm going to read that again. The trust in the Lord forever, for in the Lord Jehovah is everlasting strength. I'm going to read that again because it did something for my soul. I don't know if it did anything for yours, but it did something for mine. It says, trust ye in the Lord forever, for the Lord Jehovah is everlasting strength. God, help me right through him. That'll preach all day. I love it. I love it. That'll preach all day. want to make sure that we acknowledge all of those great countries. You know, I take my soapbox a moment, so let me allow me, if y'all would, give me 2 minutes of your time, and let me share my soapbox a moment. There are some of these great countries that are listening in to us right now. Some of them, if they're caught with a Bible, with not a Bible, ladies and gentlemen, but with a scripture, because they confiscated the Bibles. Maybe they tore one of the scriptures out, and they take in that scripture, and they roll it up, and they line their belts with them. They put them on their shoes. They put them in there. They took them into their headdresses and things of that nature to have that word close to their heart, close to them, where that word is on their life. Now, if they're caught with that scripture, maybe they took it and they put it inside of a bag and put it up under the bed somewhere where they're laying on the word. Maybe they took it and they tucked it inside of a pillowcase where they lay their head at, because they want to lay their head on the word. If they call with that scripture, now watch this. If they call with that scripture, but they're taken and drugged into the street, and they made an example out of them. Watch this here. Once they're made an example out of it puts fear into others that see those that worship God. They see them, and what they do is they make an example out of them and scare everybody else because of, watch this here, their desire to know Jesus Christ. Let me help you with what your part is going to be today. Your part today is going to be that when you pray, when you intercede, when you talk to the Lord on today, make it your business just to throw these countries that are listening in up before the Lord. Now, I would be foolish to think that you can remember every one of these countries that we call out. I would be foolish. We're in 29 countries. I would be foolish to think that you remember all 29 of these countries. But if you would, for me, for the Worldwide Gospel Connection listeners, for Apostle Kashima, if you would this morning or this afternoon or whatever your prayer time is, just say, Lord, put your hands on the ones that are listening in to the Worldwide Gospel Connection. No matter how you got to do it, even if you have to do whatever way you feel that you need to pray, intercede for those countries. Can I be honest with you? Can I help you? I believe in our interceding time, in our time of intercession, in our time of calling on the name of Jesus. It'll make a move for them. It'll turn the heart of their taskmasters. It'll give them peace in a time of chaos, because the words that are coming out of your mouth hits the ears of the Lord. And when it hits the ears of the Lord, he's hastening and sending his angels to protect you. So I believe that if we all pray, because the word says like this, you say, or two or three are gathered together in my name, we are in the midst. He is in the midst of that thing. He's in the midst of us. He's right there with us. Now, watch this. Let me help you real quick. He says, the prayers of the righteous availeth much. Come on. You got to be in a position to where you can pray and call on the name of the Lord and shift that very place to them. So do me that solid, as they say back in the day. Do that solid for me. Do that favor for me. And when you do that for me, I'll be greatly appreciative. I'll be honored that you've done that for me. So that's my soapbox moment. Please pray for those that are listening in these countries and these great countries. And we want to tell you from the bottom of our heart, those of y'all that are listening, those of y'all that are under the sound of our voices that can hear us, thank you so much. Thank you so much for your continued support. I know that sometimes it's a difficult place for you to do it, but I thank God for you, and know that we are praying and we're interceding for you and interceding for that opportunity and a chance to share this gospel of Jesus Christ with you. Amen. Amen. So we are the United States. We have Canada. We have Brazil. We have Ghana. We have Guyana. We have Nigeria. We have Kenya. We have Zimbabwe. We have South Africa. We have Jamaica.
we have Saudi Arabia, we have China, we have Hong Kong, we have Germany, we have Bulgaria, we have Russia, we have Mexico, we have the United Kingdom, we have Paris, France, we have Japan, we have South Korea, we have Ireland, we have India, we have Portugal, we have the Netherlands, we have Italy, we have Thailand, we have Romania, and we have Bulgaria. And we want to say thank you guys again so much for your continued connecting with us and being a part of what we do here, right here on the Worldwide Gospel Connection. Listen, we're going to go and we're going to take a quick commercial break. And once we do that, we'll be right back. And once we come back, we're gonna conclude this title. We're going to conclude a series that we're doing entitled simply, just in this simple entitled, Help Me, I'm Bleeding Out. Help Me, I'm Bleeding Out.
Tell him thank you, thank you. Thank you, Lord. Oh. Come on. Thank you. Thank you, Lord. I gotta move on. Been so good. Is that anybody else's testimony about beside myself? Tell me you've been so. I see you, Betty Jackson. Been so good. Good to see you, girl. You've been so good. You've been so. Been so good. Hallelujah. I don't know about y'all, but I'm thankful. I'm so thankful. Are there any thankful folks in the house? Book of Exodus.
You brought me out.
This is personal. I don't know about you.
You brought me out.
This is personal.
You brought me. Brought me out. Oh, I want to thank
you. I've been here this long. Here's my testimony. In 4 years, you've made a way. I know how it's going to happen, Lord. I know what's going to happen. But you've made.
When I couldn't see my way sometimes, you made a way. And so I got to tell you, let's give God some praise in this place.
Amen, 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 and amen. I really don't know where to pick up at this reading. Act. But I want to make sure that I deal with this portion of scripture. That I believe that it will do something for us on this morning. I personally believe that it will do something for us on this morning. Those of you all that have your Bibles, flip over to Mark 5, and let's pick up the part on part. Let's do verse five. Let's do verse five, and we will read at verse five, and we'll conclude at verse six, and we'll gather our thought from that section right there. Mark 5, verse 5 and verse 6. And it says, night and day in the tombs and in the mountains, he kept crying out and cutting himself with stones. When the man saw Jesus from a distance, he ran and fell down on his knees before him. Father, I had a blessing to the readers, doers, and receivers, and the hearers of your word. Father, we pray today, God, that this word would take root, God, and capture the heart of these your people that are under the sound of my voice. And God, we pray, God, elevation and revelation will come in the mighty name of Jesus, God. We thank you for the ER room right now, Father God, that we are able to be strengthened and pulled into a place, God, to where understanding, wisdom, and knowledge takes place. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. One of the key parts to this series for me is that we have a man that is possessed by what they call a legion of demons. Now, medically, we dealt with this medically, it would be considered as him having paranoid schizophrenia. And with him having paranoid schizophrenia, we dealt with the mind posture, the posture of the mind. We dealt with the posture of the mind. Can we deal with the heart portion of this thing? Now, if you look at the heart, if you take out the time just to get a picture of the heart, and you will see from the heart, there's a lot of vessels that comes from out of the heart. These vessels go to different portions of our body, what that heart does, that heart is designed to pump blood into the various areas of our body to make sure that there is blood flow down. Let me help you real quick, and I'm trying to show you something. The blood flow, if there's no blood flow to a certain area, watch what happens. That area of the body tends to, watch this here, to die. That portion of the body which is unable to get proper blood flow. Have you ever noticed that when you're sitting in a spot for too long and your leg go numb? That's because the blood flow, and unbeknownst to us, the blood flow has literally ceased, stopped, or slowed down. I'm going to say that again. It has either ceased, stopped, or slowed down. I'm going to say that again, because that's gonna mean something to you in a minute. It either ceased, it either stopped, or either slowed down. And with that being said, you feel this tingling or numbness in that leg, that arm, that hand, or even sometimes in your foot, because, watch this here, the blood flow is no longer going to that area. Now watch this. If it continues to do so, it will tend to cause problems. But watch this here. I don't know if you ever had one of them situations where your foot been fell asleep, but you get up and you start stomping that foot because you're trying to get blood flow. Come on, get up. Back to the area. Sometimes, people of God, what we have to do is we have to realize that when we're in conditions and circumstances, when it deals with this, we have to learn how to stop these people from coming in and causing, watch this, interruption of blood flow to the area where God is. Okay, so y'all need biblical reinforcement. You need to stop letting people come in and be the reason why you lose your peace. Come here. Stop being the stop letting people come in and being the reason why you lose your joy. Why you said stop letting people be the reason why you lose your push, because they then entered into the room or entered into your life and caused this level of conflict, caused this level of interruption in your life, and now you're dealing with a condition or a situation that, watch this here, that could have been avoided simply by you not allowing that individual person to enter in and be there and do what they're doing. Come on here. Have a seat. Grab your glass of coffee. Grab your glass of orange juice. Grab your glass of water. Grab your glass of lemonade or tea. We're going to be here for a little bit. Come on and sit down and listen. Now, we talked about the heart and how the heart pumps blood, and the heart pumps blood to certain areas. Now, watch this. Now, there's a disease called sickle cell anemia, and when sickle cell anemia kicks in, that means that you have lesser white blood cells than you do red blood cells, and it's off balance. And when you're off balance, what causes this off balance is it causes you to have what they call a blood transfusion. Oh, God, watch this. You got to have a blood transfusion. And in the process of this blood transfusion, what they do is they take your blood and they run it through a machine and they purify your blood and they put it back into your body. Now, this process is a very difficult process and a long process. And afterwards, you have to be in what they call, in the hospital for a couple of days sometimes to get your energy back up, to get that blood flow back into the right position where it's running back into your body. They let you have to sit there for a couple of days to let your body, watch this, rejuvenate and be restricted. Watch this here. This is called in the biblical world, in the church, in your revelational walk with God, this is called isolation. Ladies and gentlemen, sometimes you have to let God do a blood transfusion on your life and go into isolation and don't allow these things to come back to cause you to be in this place where you have to continuously get a blood transfusion because you've let the wrong people in. Oh, Father, you're going to mess them up. Knowing this morning, we have to be mindful and very careful not to allow the situation and circumstances with our heart posture and mess with our mind posture, because that deals with come here. That makes us make mad decisions, because you done messed with my heart and now my mind can't function. Hello, lights and walls. I don't need but one or two amen. Have you ever been in one of them places to where, you know, you done gave your everything. You done put all your cards on the table. You done been real for real with them, and you done told them the contents of your heart. And what you telling them the contents of your heart, guess what, ladies and gentlemen? You done gave them the contents of your heart, and because you done gave them the contents of your heart, now you all jacked up, messed up, and tore up, and you said that they're trying to figure out what's really going on. Why am I in this place that I'm in? I thought we were better than that. That's because what you done is you done opened up a door to your heart that should have never been there. Come here, let me help you. What does that have to do with the cost of tea in China? Let me help you real quick. The reason why this man is possessed with so many demons is because he exposed his heart to the wrong somebody. See, watch this. Paranoid schizophrenia, if you really want to know the truth, paranoid schizophrenia is simply, Lord, I'm going to get in trouble. I know I'm going to get in trouble, but I'm so used to it, so it don't even bother me no more. Paranoid schizophrenia, if you just want to know, if you want to be truthful about the whole situation, you want to know the truth, the whole truth and nothing but the truth, so the truth can set you free. Watch this. Paranoid schizophrenia, ladies and gentlemen, is simply the possessing of allowing people or allowing situations that unresolved settle with your life, and you're never able to properly process the thing that happened. It's one of those situations and circumstances, ladies and gentlemen, if you just want to know the truth, it's called unresolved issues. Because what we do is we'll let that thing settle on us, and we don't deal with it properly. Watch this here. I was talking to campus pastor, Pastor Parker, the other day, and I was telling him that there is a such thing called good frustration. Breathe, baby, breathe. I know you're trying to say, wait a minute, hold on, Pastor, what are you talking about? Good frustration. Sometimes there's a such thing called good frustration. I was listening to a mega pastor, and he was talking about sitting on the plane, and he said he got frustrated sitting on the plane. I'm gonna tell you who it was. It was Bishop T.D. Jakes that he was talking, and he was giving this analogy about sitting on a plane, and he said that he was sitting on a plane, and he said he was frustrated. Because he said he ran out of all the scriptures in his mind that he could preach, pray, or whatever. He said that he got frustrated sitting there on the runway. And he said, but then the Lord began to take him. He said you were sitting in the car, riding to the airport. He said you sat in the airport waiting on the plane to come to the door. He said, you're going to get to the hotel and you're going to sit and you're going to wait for the people to come and get you. And then you're going to sit in a car and wait for them to come to get you. You're going to be waiting in the car while you're going to the place that you're trying to get to. And then you're going to go and you're going to sit and you're going to wait until it's time for you to get up to speak. He said, the revelation that he got from that is, he said, I'm frustrated because I'm at a place of movement, but I'm not going nowhere. That's his revelation. Can I give you my revelation I got from it? We tend to be frustrated because we're in a place to where we know the answer to the situation, and we know the reason why we're there, and we know that we got a job to do. But because we don't have, watch this here, the capability to move forward, to release and do what needs to be done, we're there in that place of frustration and we struggle. We struggle, watch this here. We struggle with people that we know we should let go. Oh, I'm all in. I'm already in the water. It's either sink, swim, or die. I refuse to die, and I refuse to sink. And I'm real good. I can swim. I can't swim that good, but I promise you, if I got to get there on broken pieces, that's what we going to do. Listen to me real good. Watch this here. The power of frustration, a place of good frustration, makes you actually sit back and analyze where you are and see your heart posture and begin to make you change the way you look at the condition and the circumstance. Hello, life and walls. Let me bless you to your blessed place, push you to your purpose, and drive you to your destiny. Hop in, let's go, choke the deuce, let's do this thing. Watch this here. Let me show you something in the text. He said that he was in the mountains cutting himself and crying, going from the tombs to the mountains, cutting himself with rocks. That sounds like a place of frustration to me. That sounds like a place of frustration. I cannot properly process this thing, and because I can't properly process this thing, it causes me to do bodily harm to me. Watch this here. And this is the reason why hurt people, because they frustrated and they don't have an answer for their own condition. So here they are, and then, oh, God, you better mess them up with this one. They're messing around here, and they got so upset and frustrated. Now they trying to frustrate you because they don't have the answer that they need. And it's not intentional, ladies and gentlemen. Can I bless you to your blessed place, push you to your purpose, and guide you to your destiny? It's never intentional that they do what they do. It's never intentional that they say what they say, because they themselves is in an unresolved place. And that unresolved place now becomes your unresolved place because you're trying to help them. And they, oh, God. And they wind up hurting you because they get out of their place. Heart posture. Heart posture. He's in the mountains. He cut himself. And he cried. Sitting in the Bible, cutting himself, and he's crying with a loud voice. He's in this mountain, and he's crying out with a loud voice. He's in the mountains. He's in the mountains. And he's crying out with a loud voice. He's in the mountains and he's crying out with a loud voice. Frustrating to be in a place crying for help and nobody hears you. It's difficult. For me, talk about me, so you can stay saved and stay in the church. It's difficult for me because when I see one thing, and me seeing one thing, and I'm trying to explain it to somebody else, and they don't get what I see, I get frustrated. I'm frustrated because I'm trying to explain to you what I see, and you don't see what I see. You don't comprehend what I'm trying to articulate to you, and I'm trying to allow you a glimpse into where I am, and because you're not capable of seeing what I see, I become frustrated. I become irritated. I become angry because of the simple fact that I'm trying to give you something that I can't give you something that you're not prepared to handle, because what's going to happen is you're going to become like me. You're going to become frustrated, and you're going to get this thing that I got, and you're going to be carrying this load, and because you're carrying this load, you're carrying something that, number one, you were never prepared to carry in the first place, and now I've made an error, and I gotta fix my area, my error with you, because if I don't fix my area with you, I can't fix my area with me, and because I can't fix my area with me, I can't fix my error with you. Now, me and you both walking around frustrated, and we're carrying a load. Watch this here. That number one, you were never intended to carry, and I never processed it all the way through so I can be able to tell you what it was that I was dealing with. Now, here we are carrying a place of frustration that neither one of us is capable of processing, because number one, I've added on more frustration with you, and I've added a frustration to you that you weren't able, we were never, you shouldn't have never, it was not designed. It should have been, I did it out of frustration. It should have never been you. And now I have to go and deal with my frustration, and here comes somebody else, and I got my frustration, and I'm carrying my frustration. And I'm trying my best to hide my frustration, because I'm the chief. I'm the chief apostle. Because I'm the chief apostle, I have to learn how to balance this thing, and in my balancing this thing, I'm actually juggling stuff, because a good juggler, no matter what you throw at him, he'll be able to juggle all of it, and so I should be good at this juggling thing, because I've been at it for so long. But what happens when you throw me too much? What happens when you give me something to process that look like what I'm trying to process, and I don't have the answer to the thing that I'm carrying, so I wind up being the one that adds more frustration to you, because I'm not talking out of a place of healing. I'm talking out of a place of frustration. We're still talking about the heart. We're still talking about that heart with all the blood vessels. Because it goes throughout your entire body. And we're carrying this thing. And then we start to talk from a dead place. We talked a little bit about this last week, but can we go a little bit deeper? One of the worst things that we could do is have a tombstone experience. We can be dead, but yet we're still walking around. One of my favorite movies. I love gangster movies, and one of my favorite gangster movies is called Legend. It's about the Crafts brothers. It's two brothers. One of them is both of them are boxers, but one of them he's by no intents or purposes of trying to be funny or trying to be sarcastic, but he's broken mentally. And the one that has all of the faculties, the one that makes sound decisions as a gangster, okay? Y'all get that in a minute. Making sound decisions as a gangster is put in jail. And he has a girlfriend. And he sees his girlfriend, his brother's girlfriend, walking down the street. And he says to her, he says, are you okay? And she says, I'm fine. And he's saying that, he's looking at her, and he looks up at her, and he says to her, he says, you could be living and be dead at the same time. She said, what did you just say? He said, you could be living and be dead at the same time. He said, you know how I know? He said, because I do it every day. And the car drives off. People of God, listen to me real close. We have to be careful not to be living and being dead at the same time. Not because we're not capable of processing the place. Not even because we're not capable of processing the issue. We're in a dead place simply because we never released the issue. See, some stuff that was given to us, we shouldn't have never been carrying in the first place. See, some stuff we needed to leave there. See, unresolved issues becomes your life. Not a part of your life, it becomes your life. Why is it so important that we understand the fact that no matter what our condition may currently look like, no matter how bad the place may be, no matter how frustrated we may, watch this here, no matter how frustrated we may sound, no matter how frustrated the situation is around us, we have to become effective in the condition that we're in so we can make sound decisions. This is why the Bible says, in the multitude of sound counsel, there is wisdom. In the multitude of sound counsel, there is wisdom. In the multitude of sound counsel, there is wisdom. This is the reason why you need to gather around you people that will give you the capability to release. Watch this here. Let's dig a little bit deeper into this tombstone relationship that this man developed as he was sitting here going through what he was going through. Where was his friends at? I'm going to let that sit on you for a minute. I'm going to let that get all up in your business. We're still talking about heart. We're still talking about the heart posture. We're still talking about heart posture. Heart posture requires relationships. Now, my question to you is, where is this man's friends at? It never mentions in the Bible that they were friends. They were people that tried to catch him and tried to chain him up and tried to watch him. Maybe those were his friends thinking that they could fix the problem for him by taking him and putting him away. Maybe that was family members saying that if we get Charlie and take Charlie, yeah, I gave him a name. But if we could get Charlie and take Charlie and put Charlie in some chains and put Charlie in chains and put Charlie in a place to where he's isolated away from everybody else, we put Charlie in a place to where he can't hurt nobody and he can't hurt himself no more. Maybe this will work out for them. But they don't realize probably 10 times out of 10, they were the ones that caused Charlie to be the way Charlie is. Okay, let's go deep. You done talked about me. You done ridiculed me. You done called me all types of names. You didn't see me for who I was. Now you want to call me mentally retarded. my learning disability that I have was predicated simply by the fact that you never took out the time to find out exactly what was wrong with me. You don't have ADHD. You don't have attention deficit disorder. What you have is a lack of relationship with somebody. You lack the sound counsel that somebody can sit down and talk to you and find out what was wrong with you. We pump them with pills because we're tired of dealing with it. Instead of sitting down and talking to them. Baby, what's going on? Talk to me. Have a conversation with me. What's the problem? Well, okay, so you're saying that you can't process it. Is it the fact that you can't see? Do you need glasses? Sometimes it's just as God. You know what? You out here acting up. Is it the fact that you need glasses? Do your vision need to be fixed? Your heart posture requires you to be able to see. And if you can't see what you need to see that's around you. See, I'm good with the fact that I have to follow after God, and sometimes I got to follow after God, and I have to do it in a way to where I gotta trust him even when I can't trace it. But there are still signs of him being. If it ain't no more than a sign of where he's been, of what he's done in the past, I got my eyes on something that's showing me that he did what he said he was gonna do, and he showed up like he said he was gonna show up, and he put into me to understand that I got the right people in position. They're telling me it's going to be okay. I know you frustrated. I know you angry. I don't know. Watch this. It's okay to tell people I don't know how to handle this, but I'm here. I'm going to be here with you to play with you. I'm going to be here until the answer comes. I'm not going to leave you for dead. I'm not going to watch this here. I'm going to use my biblical. I'm not going to leave you for naught. We never take out the time to investigate the situation to see what is really going on. And because of that, we have developed a frustrated place. And they don't know how to handle it. My frustration becomes the reason why I deal with what I deal with. Because I to be honest with you, I've really never dealt with. Let me help you real quick. Quit telling people to just walk away from stuff. Just walk away. Quit telling them that. Quit telling them to walk away from it. Because, see, in your walking away, you start walking, but you're still holding on to it. My wife, come here, let me help you. She was born missing to me. My wife was walking away, but she was still holding on to it. Watch my wife. My wife was walking away from a place that she should have released. God, you know what? You know what? My wife was walking away from a place that she should have released. I'm going to say it again. I'm going to help you. I'm just going to help about 45 of y'all. Lot's wife walked away from something she should have released. That's the reason why she turned her head and she got turned into a salt pillar of salt. She got salty. She became salty. See, a lot of us right now, we're in a salty place because we walked away, but we never released. I cannot tell you how many times we have been in conditions and circumstances and situations that we've held on to people and held on. And I just recently, I had to pray and ask God because I walked away from it, but I never released it. I literally had to let these people go. Because watch this. I was still struggling. God, help me right through here. I was still struggling with holding on to people who really just did not give a rat poops about me. Because if you come here, let me help you. If you cared, you would still be by my side. If you had an inkling of knowing who I was, you'd be doing this thing a whole lot different. You'd be in a whole lot different mindset when it came to this. But because you saw your opportunity, help me, Holy Ghost. See, this is why it's important that we understand the text, what it says, know no man after the flesh. Because when you know a man after the flesh, you make fleshly decisions. What are you saying, Apostle? What are you saying, Chief? What are you saying? Let me help you. Let me give you your ER experience. Elevated revelation. Let me give you your ER experience. Watch this. We have to be mindful that is not about knowing a person after the flesh. That scripture was talking about knowing the context of that individual's heart. So you don't fall in love with a person who don't love you back. So you don't fall in love with someone with the inability to love at all. To fall in love with an individual person who, when they came with false love intentions, looked like love, sounded like love, acted like they had love. And when the time for them to make that exit, because they didn't know how to exit on their own, they fabricated something up. Or they just went along with the process. because they saw one somebody. See, let me tell you what love does. Love will make you correct somebody. Oh, God, you could have messed them up with this one. Love will make you correct somebody that's doing wrong to somebody that you love. Know no man after the flesh. Where was his friend? Where was his friend? I'm getting ready to close this out. I'm getting ready to close it out. With two passages of scriptures. I'm not going to read them. I'm just going to give you the analogy of them. And I'm going to give you the definition of two types of friends. Y'all know the man at the pool of Bethesda. Y'all know about him, and you know about how he has been in his condition of 38 years, and he sat at the pool waiting for the waters to be troubled. And his angel came down to certain seas and stirred the water. And when he stirred the water, he said that he said to Jesus when he asked him a question, because he asked him a question, he said, "Do you want to be made whole?" And out of his frustration, he spoke out of him dealing with the heart posture, dealing with his condition in his heart. He made the statement. He said, "I have no man to put me in the pool when the water's troubled." Now, if you've been in this position for 38 years, now this is the pool of Bethesda. This is where the sick and the lame laid at until the troubled water was troubled. Now let me help you real quick. Let me help you real quick. This is my biblical intake. I've preached this message many times, but I don't remember in the text, and I read the text, if the man ever even left the poolside. Come here, let me help you. It was a seasonal thing, and with it being a seasonal thing, I'm trying to figure out in my mind, and this is just me, were they there the whole time, or were they there in a certain time of the season? Now, if you really want to get down biblical brass tacks, if it was a seasonal thing and you bringing me back, I need you to get me closer. Listen, if you my friend, you gonna understand. At least let me be to the point to where I can drop a big toe in the water when the water get troubled. Come here, let me help you. If not, let me be on the seashore side. Where when the water's troubled, I can stick a pinky in something where I'm in a position to where I'm at. But if I'm there, listen to me. If I'm there the whole time in the season. The season is gone and the season is coming back. You done came and you done brought me water. You done bought me McDonald's. You done bought me Burger King. You done bought me Popeyes. You done bought me Kentucky. Listen, you should. You done bought me Subway. You done sit back and you done came and you done cleaned me up. You done wiped me off. You done washed my face. Sometimes me and you need to be having a conversation. Brother Big Toe got his deliverance last time, and his spot is empty. So ain't nobody moved in that spot. I need you to move me a little bit. I need you to move me in the spot where Brother Big Toe is at. You know what I'm saying? So potato salad. She got unhealing day before yesterday when the water was troubled. I need you to start making preparations that we need to start moving in that area where she was at. I need to be somewhat, come here. I need some friends that will take me to a place to where I can get to where I need to get to. And herein lies my issue with them. They never said in the Bible that anybody came and checked on him. They never gave the full story, background story behind the man in the biblical text. This was a seasonal thing. Somewhere, somehow, somebody needed to make some sense. Okay, the season is coming. We need to start moving you there now. We need the real friends. Okay. So you know Jesus was in one of the house and he was preaching and three brothers, their friend got sick. Y'all remember that one? Y'all remember that story? The brother got sick. He was real sick and he was sick unto death and the house was so full that they could not get to Jesus because of the press of people. These brothers climbed on top of the rooftop and they started tearing the roof off and said, Rabbi, our brother is sick. See, the caliber of friend, God, you know what? Boy, you're going to mess around here and make me get happy. The caliber of your friendship is not based on God, help me right through here, what I can do for you or how I can do what I need to do for you. Your caliber of my of friendship or see me when I'm in my most desperate place and I'm in my most difficult place and I'm in my most stricken place. I can trust you to be able to find me some help even when I can't help myself. And watch this here. If I'm a true friend to you, it's going to be vice versa. If you get in a place, to where that happened that you need, come here, let me help you and get you to a sanctified church. Listen, you got to understand that when you're in that place, you can't let everything and everybody be the reason why you miss God. Because watch this, your heart posture, ladies and gentlemen, the reason why this man was in such a bad place, and I'm just going to be real and I'm going to be honest, the reason why this man is in such a bad place and such a difficult place and such a complex place is because they let the wrong joker put his hand in his life. And so because of that, now you are a legion. There's a will. There's an unwanted wing that's connected to you. There's an unwanted wing that's connected to your life. Access denied. You shouldn't have done, Lord. They shouldn't have never been there. In the first place, you are a legal entity that is living in your body without authorization and authority. And now you're dealing with it. You deal with a father. You dealing with consequences of something that should have never taken place. Frustrated. Agitated. Broken. Confused. In pain. Dying. Losing all your joy and your peace. Because you opened up a door that shouldn't have never been opened. And I'm going to say this and I'm going to shut the door on this. Some of it that you're dealing with, ladies and gentlemen, and I'm going to fess up to mine. I need you to fess up to yours. Some of it was self-inflicted. We don't want to deal with the truth. This is the apostolic part of me. So if I got to walk in it, you got to walk in it. You saw the signs. I saw signs. Come on, girl. You saw the signs. You saw signs, but instead of you being the intelligent one in the room, instead of saying, Jesus, help us, Jesus, help us, Jesus, help us, Jesus, preach to us, Jesus, today. instead of us being wise to the sign of the situation, instead of us being wise to the no that was attached to this thing, we allowed it in, and now we have to deal with the consequences of an open door. How many of you understand my voice? Had an open door spirit that crept in, that came in and was not supposed to be there, but they showed up anyway. Saw a sign. I'm a living witness that I saw a sign and ignored the sign. And I let it in anyway. But can I help you real quick? Let me bless you to your blessed place, push you to your purpose, drive you to the destiny. Let's hop in the Escalade. Let's roll up the road. Let's go to Duke. It ain't going to happen again. You will not. Not just them, but anybody else with that condition will not be allowed in. Access denied. Father, we thank you for this opportunity to share your word on today, to give life, to speak life, to speak strength, to speak wisdom into this atmosphere. God, we bless, magnify, and glorify your name. For we understand, oh God, we know that all things work together for the good of them who love you and who are called according to your purpose. God, we thank you for life and life more abundantly. God, we thank you for the ability to close doors that was not supposed to be open. Father, we thank you for closing off people who weren't supposed to be there. God, we no longer struggle with the we are leaking spirit anymore. We cut this thing off. We not only do we walk away from this thing, God, but we release them. We release them. Father, we release them, and we say to them, not only are you not welcome, but you don't have a door to come into. And we thank God for peace, and we thank God for joy, and we thank God for welcome. In the mighty name of Jesus, we pray. Amen. Amen and amen. Listen, we got a few folk on. I don't know if anybody want to have words. I'm going to open up the floor, and anyone that wants to share, wants to speak, go ahead on and please just let your hand up, and let us reason together in the word. Let us reason together in the word. I see. You look like Pastor Gibson is on with us. Pastor, if you hit that one, if you want to share, if you hit it, I didn't see it. If not, just shoot me a quick text and say I want to get in, and I go ahead and on and open up your mic for you. I see Brother Honestine. There he is. I got you, Pastor. I see Brother Honestine is on as well. So I'm going to open up your mic, Pastor Gibson. Man, and I'm gonna just let you do what God have on your heart to share with us, man.
Hey, good morning, yes, sir. Can you hear me?
Yes,
there?
Sir.
Yes, okay, I am. Okay, good morning, everybody. All right, listen, I was listening to you, man, and the thing that hit my mind more so is just that four-letter word called love, man. And I think, you know, in there it says that the love of many have waxed cold. And I believe that we've got to get back to a point, man, to where we begin to love one another. And that can be a painful experience if we just want to be honest about it. I didn't catch the full broadcast. I apologize for that. But God has been giving me and giving us an opportunity to show some true love instead of this love where I love you on Sunday morning or I love you when I see you. I love you when you're in my presence. But the minute that I get away from you, that whole thing has changed. I think, man, it's time for us to stop faking and shaking and be genuine and honest with God and genuine and honest with ourselves. I was in the service on yesterday, and the visiting preacher made a statement. He said that the life that we live is a gift from God, but also the life that we live is a gift to God. Now, my question is, how are you presenting your gift to God? How are you living your life? If God blessed you to live this thing, how are you giving it back to him? Are we genuine? Are we real? Are we just making it look good for the people? I just think and pray, man, that it's time for us to open up our hearts, open up our minds, and allow God to go in and do the things that God wants to do. Because we always got a different plan than what God has. And let me share this with you real quick. Until you fulfill your purpose, you ain't going nowhere. let that marinate for a minute. Everything has a purpose. Everything has a purpose. And every object, every animal fulfills their purpose. And if you're not fulfilling yours, what happens until you fulfill your purpose?
Okay. 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 And the beautiful thing about that is, you know, I shared this the other day. I said, do not get upset when people do what they do. Because if you look at it, the snake, it bites. The dog, it barks. The bird, it chirps. So why you get upset when people show you their real self? You still have to love them, yes. You still have to show compassion to them, yes. But watch what you have to do also. You have to cover your heart to make sure that you love it. See, that the Bible says like this, oh, no man but the love. And that's it. We listen. I can love you from a distance. You don't have to be in my presence every day. You don't have to be.
That's right.
The ones that you do, these are the ones that love you back. And I promise you, when you cling to the ones that love you back, you won't have to make your effort to try to call that person every day and every other day. Hey, man, I was confused on my heart. I was just calling to check. Like, bless you, man. God, you doing all right? You know, hey man, everything good with you? Hey, I hadn't talked to you in a while. I just wanted to check on you to make sure you were good. Things like that,
yes,
makes the difference. The stuff you who, why you who we are to each other and who each other to the other, who we are to others. Because your love for me and my love for you is unconditional. You can call for me at 2 o'clock in the morning. Hey Doc, I need you to pray. Hey man, let's join the press. We're gonna play because we're friends, we're brothers. It won't change.
That won't ever change. That won't ever be any different. There are some brothers that I have that's connected to me that I know that if I call them at 2 o'clock in the morning, they're going to pray. It's not something that I'm connected to that if I call them at 2 o'clock in the morning, they're going to know my phone call. And I know that.
Yep.
But I'm okay because right here, I love you.
Yeah.
Right here, with the wholeness of who I am, and I'm going and I'm going to protect my sanity at all costs. We were talking about the man that was possessed by the demons, and one of the things, the reason why I was sharing with you the reason why this man was in the state that he was in, was because he let people enter his spirit that shouldn't have been there.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's the reason why you have scars and marks. He dealt with, and this is what I tell people all the time. We read the Bible, but we have to realize that there are certain things that we have to, when we read it, we are 21st century now. With us being in the 21st century now, we need to be able to analyze some of the things that's going on in the 21st century and some of the things that still went on in the Bible. And we got names for them now. He was dealing with paranoia, schizophrenia. He was dealing with. He said, "We are legion." Paranoid schizophrenia is multiple personality. You got about 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9 people. But can I be honest with you? You're dealing with people. You're dealing with a situation to where somebody came in and hiding something in your spirit that you never effectively dealt with, and that's the reason why you're in the place that you're in, and that's the reason why hurt people. Yes. Gibson, it was at a point in my life that I carried so many people. Thank God I've never bumped into anything outside of me understanding I had to let some jokers go. Almost said something else. I'm on the radio. I said, Gibson, I had to let some jokers go. I had to learn how to cut the cord on some of these boys. I had to cut the cord on some of them because I understood that the only people why you wanted to be is because I could preach.
Yeah.
The only reason why you wanted me to show up is because I knew how to pray.
Mm-hmm.
Only reason why you wanted me to show up was because you knew that if I showed up and you told people that I was going to show up, other people weren't going to come. Oh, Dustin's going to be there. Oh,
yeah.
Okay, let's do this. So I had to learn how to cut people off. I had to learn how to do what I do best. Protect me.
And
watch this. That don't negate the fact that I love you. Because I have to love you in order for me to get into heaven. But the Bible never said the type of love. He said for us to love them that despise them. He didn't say have an undying, unfailing love for them to the point to where you love them, you know, and let them just walk all over you. That's not what he said. He said love them that despise them. He said pray for them. Father, whatever your condition is, whatever you got going on, whatever you want to do, Father God, in the name of Jesus, let your will be done for my enemies in Jesus' name. You understand? You have to understand that people are going to be people. They come. Listen, this is what I learned. I learned people come with agendas.
Oh yeah.
Either you gonna be genuine with me, or you just gonna be there. And I know you experienced that.
Oh yeah, all the time.
Yeah.
Mm. All the time.
Mm.
They bring a hidden agenda, and we gotta realize, man. The scripture said that to beware of wolves in sheep's clothing. That lets me know right there that it's some folk that's going to come talking about how much they love me just so I can turn my back so they can get like the OJ saying, stab me in my back.
Wow.
You know,
wow.
We got to understand, man. We have to understand that there are people like that.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you know, come on now. If you got, okay, if the scripture going to say, you know, watch out for those wolves in sheep clothing. That should let us know right there, everybody don't have our best interests at heart.
Right.
And everybody that tell you I love you don't really love you.
Why?
Everybody that say I got your back, yeah, they got your back because as soon as you turn it, it's something totally different.
Yep.
You know, so you have to be careful. As I like to say, you got to be careful at who you let in the house sometimes.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
You know?
Mm-hmm.
Just because they say they're a Christian don't mean that they Christ-like.
Yeah. Now watch the part that got me just in that same passage of the scripture, it says, beware of a dog.
Yes, sir.
You got some unlicensed dogs that's running around out here, Doc. And unlicensed unlicensed dog has the tendency to bite. If you haven't been properly trained, and when somebody pull your rein and tell you, hey, you don't do that, you know what I'm saying? You got unlicensed dogs. You got people that you got dogs that you got some renegade dogs that run around here just causing conflict, biting people. They don't have
uh-huh.
to stay in the world.
Nope.
And watch this. They bite you to get their own agenda over.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Yes, sir.
Yeah.
Thank God for you.
Go ahead, Doc.
No, I was just going to say, they come for you. As you know, sometimes they'll tell you that they're marking their territory. Because they want to be able to go back. They want to be able to go back to the place.
I like that.
To where they harmed you at, to the place where they hurt you. To the place where they threw up at, to the place to where they've done their damage to you, because they know at times that could be your vulnerable spot.
Yep.
So, yeah,
if you ever watched The Habit of a Dog, but if you ever noticed a dog when a dog is in heat, what he does is he'll go to a tree and he'll urinate on a tree. I know it's kind of graphic, but I need y'all to see this picture.
Mm-hmm.
He'll urinate on a tree, and when he urinate on that tree, there's pheromones in that dog's urine that will call the other dogs to come. And then when that female dog is in heat and she smells them pheromones, she'll find that dog, and then they wind up doing the do and they deposit. Now watch this. That's what we have to be careful with. We can't be laying in the bed with everybody, because every dog that you lay with, it might give you fleas.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Yes. Oh God. You can't make your bed comfortable for everybody.
Yes, sir.
Yeah.
That's right.
You can't welcome everybody because everybody. You can't welcome everybody because everybody don't have a welcoming mindset. They actually want to come in and they want to call.
Yeah.
I talked about this earlier, and I'm going to say it again because I think it warrants everybody to hear it again. God, dog, we're going to mess them up. Everybody that comes in your life don't always come to edify your life, to fortify your life. They come to you. They come with an agenda. And watch this, when they come with an agenda, watch this. They show the sign that they had to come and destroy our place. But because we so loving and so caring, we missed. Now listen, since I got you on the phone, go ahead on, man, and pray us out. We got about 4 minutes left. Go ahead on and pray us out, God. And I'm going to call you when we get off the phone.
Okay. Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you for today, God. We thank you for this broadcast. And God, I pray right now, God, that you will continue to bless your children, God. God, let us open our spiritual eyes looking at a natural world. And God, I pray now that you will just be with us, God. Protect us with your love and your mercy. Keep your hands over our lives, God. Bless each and every person listening to this broadcast, near and far, God. God, let them have the desires of their heart as long as they can continue to put you first in their lives. God, we thank you. We love you. We give you all the praise and glory. And God, continue to bless my brother, God. Continue to show him the vision, God. Keep it clear. Keep it plain, God. And allow us to be able to do the work, God, that you called us to do in this day and hour. In the mighty name of Jesus, I pray. Amen and amen.
Amen, amen. Listen, those of you all who don't have a church home, we want to let you know that you have the capability to experience Jesus Christ. Real quick, Romans 10:9 says, confess with your mouth and believe in your heart that Jesus died and was raised from the dead, you will be saved. This message may have touched you in a way that you want to find your way back to Christ. Maybe this message has touched you in a way that you want to find Christ. So we want to invite you to give your life to Jesus Christ. And if you could do, you could do that real simple. Only thing I'm going to do is I'm going to introduce him to you. And if you desire to have him, you can find us on Facebook. You can find us on Facebook and let us speak on, let us become, and let us know that you want Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior. We'll be glad to help you in that area or whatever it may be. We'll be glad to touch and agree with you and walk you through the plan of salvation. So please be sure to find us on Facebook. Pastor Gibson is the pastor of Blood Covenant in the Acres Home area. You can contact him. I along with my lovely wife is pastors of the Outer House International. You can find us all on Facebook. And you can go in our messenger and tell us that you want to find Jesus Christ, you want to plan salvation in your life. Find us, and we'll be glad to help you with that and walk you through it. Maybe you're not in the city of Houston, Texas. Maybe you're somewhere else. Find your good church home. Make sure that that pastor is preaching the word, living the word, and teaching the word according to the word. And the way you do that, you get you a really good Bible, and you get the one with the red writing in it that tells you know that Jesus is talking. Amen? So we want to invite you back into the fold, or invite you into the family. And those of you all that have already received Jesus Christ through this message on today, we want to say welcome you to the family. And we're praying for you, and we're praying consistently and constantly for you. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. Listen, we got a caller that got a hand up. I'm going to let him speak. I'm going to find out who this is. Good morning. Bless
hey,
you
good, morning. Good morning. Good morning.
Good morning.
I just wanted to speak real quick and let you know that I really enjoyed the message this morning, and it really blessed me. And I just wanted to speak real quick and let you know that I was listening in and everything. That's pretty much it.
Thank you, sir. Yes, sir.
Like you said,
I listened this morning. Hey, man, I appreciate you listening every Monday morning. He listens faithfully, man. He listens faithfully, and that's a blessing. That's a blessing for me because it lets me know that I'm touching. You know, let us know that we're actually reaching some people, man, and we're touching some people's lives, man. So We're just happy, glad that you go on here with us, man, and share with us, man. And we appreciate you. We appreciate you. Listen, what I want to do is we're going to go ahead on and we're going to play some music. We're going to play on out with some music. Thank you guys so much for joining us this morning on the Worldwide Gospel Connection. And remember, as always, we love you. We appreciate you. We thank God for you. And we look forward to you guys joining us again. Now, remember to jump on here on next Thursday for Women's Day Thursday. Apostle Kashima will be on, and she will have her guest on Thursday for Women's Day Thursday. Y'all make sure that y'all chime in and join in with her. Amen?
Amen.